I'm very thankful that we have a chance to be together on a Wednesday evening and to continue in the presence of the Spirit of the Mother that we spoke about on Sunday, just reminding us that Kiahi spoke about how we all have lineage, but we don't need to be identified by our lineage, and we can be blessed by it and be free in it and bring a new vibrancy to the lineage that is currently ours to bring. And I was speaking about the power of being the light bearer in the situations that we're finding ourselves, that there's so much power as we orient in the vertical, knowing that everything that's in front of us gets to be blessed by that connection to the vertical, allowing that which is moving through us of our own lineage, as well as all the people we're connected to, we get to bless by staying centered and not letting anything violate that place of connection. David spoke about Martin's service, preservation of essences, and it is about the essences of the God center, the God field, that is our responsibility to not just acknowledge, but to protect and be strong in, so that it brings some of that into the world in which we present ourselves. Most of us are in situations that require that more today than ever before. At least that's my experience. If not me, who? And if not us, who? And David spoke so beautifully about the urge to be alive, the urge to live, the urge to love, the desire to be loved, and the power, as this week's Pulse of Spirit, the pure desire of the urge within us. We all have this passion that is the life current. And I was speaking to someone just this morning about how there are people who feel, well, I don't know what I'm passionate about. And you see it on talk shows where they're saying, well, to help someone be successful, tell me what you're passionate about. And they say, I don't think I'm passionate about anything. And so many people have lost the connection to that urge, but the urge is still moving through them. They're alive. There's this current that is wanting so much to be born and to the feeling to be loved and to love, to know that experience of the presence of the Mother, to be held, but also to hold your world and allow your love to be moving out into the world. I wanted to read the last few paragraphs of this week's Pulse of Spirit. What is our answer to all the disillusioning things that are happening in our world today? This experiment in the God field we are creating. We are creating a field that's resonating with high vibration. How high? Higher than yesterday, but not yet nearly where we can take it. Where could we take it in this field? This field is not separate from the larger human culture. Some people are disappointed when they begin to build a resonant field with others and they don't experience immediate perfection. They are not seeing that what they are experiencing is perfection. It's just that it is part of the entire field of human consciousness and culture. So what is transpiring in their immediate field is interacting with the whole field and changing it. I've learned not to impose my idea of perfection on my immediate field. I am here to change the whole field. As awake human beings, we didn't come here to fit into every last thing that's going on in the culture around us. We are bringing the essence of the culture of tomorrow. Let's let our immediate world reconstellate around that essence so that the culture of tomorrow can become the culture of today. I didn't come this far to settle for anything less than that, and I don't believe you did either. Feel the urge to live. Feel the urge to thrive, to love, to come together. Feel the pure desire within the urge. Let it move deeply through you. Let it change your world. Let it change the world. So part of what I would like to magnify in our own physical experience today is the feeling of being in that womb space that creates the atmosphere to do what David's inviting us to do in this piece, to allow the culture of tomorrow to be born into today. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to do cosmoform so that we might have the experience of being held by another person who's doing the dance around us. And then we'll get to switch. And I'll just turn it over to Oren.
Thank you, Jane. So find a partner and let's bring one chair per pair in a circle in the middle of our circle. So find a partner and then decide amongst yourselves who will sit first. And then that person bring their chair to the center, and let's have a nice symmetrical circular experience. If you're going to sit first, go ahead and have a seat. And if you're going to dance first, stand behind your partner. Can everyone see this person over here? Everyone who's standing, if I'm doing things, will you be able to see what I'm demonstrating? So we will move in cosmoform together. So let's go ahead and start moving into that sacred atmosphere. Those in the chairs, sit up straight with your feet flat if you can. I know not all of you can. And palms up on your lap. For all of us, whether we are sitting or standing, just go within for a moment. Really let gravity take your body's weight. Really feel the womb space all around us and within us. Being very conscious of the sensations of the body all the way out through the fingertips and the palms and all the way out through the feet. Not withholding any bit of that current. Just allowing it to move with the sensations. Being with the blackness of the womb, not naming anything on the screen of the mind. Those of you who are sitting, you can keep your eyes closed. Those of you who are dancing, just take a look up front for a moment so you can see the movement that we'll be doing. Those in the chair, coming upright, like a newly sprouted seed in the first rays of the morning sun. Both those standing and those sitting, let gravity fully take our body's weight. Feel the relief in that. Sensation in our body pouring through our fingertips, palms, and our feet. Letting go into the blackness, not naming anything that appears on the screen of the mind or the heart, just let it return to sensation. Wonderful, delicious dissolving. Those dancing, chest wide, palms forward, on a long breath, palms begin to rise. Never mind if you touch your neighbors slightly. We'll find our place as our palms rise now to heart space. Feeling the arising of our spiritual atmosphere as palms now rise above the shoulders, if you can. If not, it's okay. To wide open offering, you can look up into the sky, bringing down, calling to our divine essence and to the divine mother to come. Palms rising slowly to high prayer. At the moment of connection, as your palms come together into high prayer, really noticing what changes at that precise moment. Fingertips stay together, palms come apart, forming the house of God. You can step forward slightly to align now our house of God with our partner's crown space and allow it to slowly descend. Shoulders, relax the abdomen, long breaths. House of God moves forward and down as the chalice in front of the body to form chalice over the heart. Gently releasing the chalice, hands coming to the tops of the shoulders. Allow the warmth of the hands to land deeply in through the shoulders before contact of any kind of landing. Very gentle touch here. Feeling the rise and fall of partner's breath for a few breaths, deep, deep ground. One more long breath, hands gently release, forming chalice to the heart again. Allow that chalice to come forward a few more inches as it begins to rise, just so it has enough room to come in front of your partner's body. Chalice now rises to the crown. Thumb tips on the crown, fingertips on the top of the forehead. Very, very gentle. Feeling the connection with your own crown, letting gravity profound spirit of the womb connection. Now we are ready to express this third eye womb space. So we're going to lean forward slightly, allow the wrists to come forward, and then we're going to express the third eye all the way forward. Expressing third eye womb space all the way forward and then all the way wide as we take a half step back. Thumbs and index fingers form first finger mudra. And a wide open offering of first finger mudra. Hands in front of the heart. Those in the chair can join if you like. Deep, deep thankfulness, gratitude for this moment and all that has opened in our sharing. Prayerful hands on the heart. Really take that womb space deep, exactly where it needs to be. Thank you very much. Thank you, partners.
So we're going to create a single circle with the chairs very close to each other. So one of the experiences we discussed and longed to have tonight was introduced tenderly by the form, to actually feel like the womb around you, that another person's holding you, holding your heart space, holding your crown. And we wanted this to be another symbol, another experience of a womb space. And what I would like to invite you to do is recognize this pure desire of the urge within that longs to let your love move into the world, as well as the desire to feel blessed, feel love from your world. So we're going to invite you to use this space. We're going to put on some music. And I'm going to invite you to either hold your hands like so, or put your left hand over your thymus like so, so that we're pouring our love into this womb space, having it be amplified, the love that we as a community, we as ourselves are bringing, but as a community we're amplifying by doing this together. And as the music is playing, I'm going to invite you, when you feel it's time, to stand up in the center and receive the love that's coming from your friends. And if it feels right for you, then to put your own hand up and extend it back to the group and then have a seat. And you can stand there, stay there as long as you'd like, and you don't have to be by yourself if a few people want to be in the middle. We have two different songs that we're going to play through. They're songs that we chose because we feel it invokes the atmosphere of the womb and opens the heart and also grounds the experience of what it's like to be loved. So I'm going to put down the mic. Oren's going to put on the music. And you can close your eyes. And when you feel like, you don't have to close your eyes, but if you feel when it's your time to stand in the middle and be willing to receive that kind of love from your friends and offer it back out if that feels right. And when the music is complete, we will be complete and go on to the next thing. Any questions? This is obviously by choice. So if anyone feels like it's not theirs to do, it's okay. Thank you. Thank you. I give thanks for this container, for this womb space, for the presence of the mother, the presence of the father. Give thanks for this day, for being with conscious friends who know the power of their love. Thank you. I'm going to close this hour by reading an attunement card. It is the spirit of the womb in the sphere of source. Prayer. I pray to you, Spirit of the Great Mother. May I enter the outer courts of your temple. Here, the great sea of your love overflows into the world. I am surrounded by your beauty in the deep, buoyed by the life-giving waters of being. Floods of peace wash over my heart. Rivers of delight soothe my brow. And all worried thought floats easily away. I am coming home. May I enter the hallowed halls of your dwelling place? Your children take me by the hand, and I am led to where the scent of angels fills the room. The softness of your presence is everywhere, and in the aura of your joy, my sadness is taken from me. My own indignity has gone. I am coming to be with you. May I enter the holy chamber where mortal men and women are transformed as they see you face to face? May I honor and adore you as I see all creation in your eyes. Curtains of light shimmer around you. The sound of distant ocean waves and the song of birds fill the air. Here, I receive your love and offer all my heart and soul. For surely, you have loved me first and always. And I so pledge my service to the world, your world, in honor of you. This is how I return your love. I shall remember you in all things, when I gaze upon the earth and all forms of life upon it. I shall think of you. When I look upon another human being, I shall see you in them. When I consider myself and my life, I shall know that I am yours. And you are my queen, the queen of all. Meditation. Bow your head. Fold your hands with your index fingers touching your nose and your thumbs extended so they touch your chin. Close your eyes. Feel into the darkness you see with your eyes closed. Picture that darkness as the spirit of the womb which is the spirit of the Great Mother surrounding you always. Allow the presence of that spirit to penetrate deeply into your thoughts, your feelings, and the cells, glands, and tissues of your body. Allow your gratitude for that presence to grow. Continue until the process feels complete. Notice what has transpired for you in the meditation.